Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis along with Andrea Donsky, and it is a brand new year, lots of exciting possibilities and ways to make some cool changes in your life. We have got them for you. And if you want to know how to make the most out of this new year, well, you are in the right place. We've got Shaman Isabella Stoloff, who joins us every month. Hello, Isabella.
Yay.
Welcome back.
Hi,
Happy
girls.
New Year. Happy New Year. Woo-hoo!
I'm so excited to start this new year off. You know, I did this reading. It's so interesting, too. I did a forecast for the new year for a magazine in Canada. Hello, Canada.
Oh, nice.
Hello, Canada.
are one of you in Canada?
Andrea.
I am.
Andrea's Woo-hoo. In Canada. Yeah. So we're giving a shout-out to Canada. So let's go. I always feel like I run out of time. So how are we going to make the most out of this new year? What do you think that means to you, girls?
I think for me, it's a matter of doing what we love and finding the time to do what we love and making room for what's important.
Good. Good.
Oh, I like that.
So, yeah, very good. So finding what we love. And how I always start the new year is by setting an intention, having a word. So I stopped making New Year's resolutions a while back, and I would pick one word that I would want my, year to look like, or last year it was balance. You know, I wanted more balance in my life. So that's a great way to start off your new year. Find the one word that can, you know, motivate you through the year. Also, I've just put this up on Facebook, what are your old belief systems? So what are some of your old belief systems?
You go, Lisa.
Oh, okay. Well, it's funny you mention that, because I'm actually trying to work on some old tapes, I guess, in my head that I'm trying to turn off of not being good enough or not feeling like I'm doing enough or not, I don't know, it's like a complicated bunch of stuff, but I think that it's so important to look within, and that's something that I'm really trying to do. So,
perfect. Yeah, unveiling the true you. How do we unveil the inner truth of ourselves? And that's it, girls. It's doing that inner work. It's going inside your mind and listening to how you talk about yourself. Are you, you know, really, really hard on yourself? Are you an empath and feeling other people's energies? And are you, you know, beating yourself up and saying you're not, you know, you're not this and you're not that? And the thing is, wherever thought goes, energy follows. So if your thought is being hard on myself and I'm not doing enough, then that's, you're going to get more and more and more of that. But if you start to become your own best friend. I've been doing a lot of work with people, OCHealingCenter.com, if you guys want to know who I am, on how to love themselves, how to become your own best friend. And, you know, people say, for what, 20 years now, we've been doing inner child work. Well, what does that mean? And it's really simple, you guys. It starts inside your mind because you are with yourself 24/7. So if you can start this year off by listening to yourself like your own best friend, like, just listen. Wow, you really just said that to yourself? Wow, why did you just say that to yourself, honey? You're going for the ice cream and the chocolate right now because you're trying to hide a feeling? Don't hide. I love to say, write, burn, shift, repeat. So that's what I think. Write, burn, shift, repeat. So write down all that no longer serves you. Write down those old belief systems. Light a candle. Have a little fire ceremony. You can find that on my blog, also at orangecountyhealingcenter.com. You know, learn how to create an altar and set up a sacred space for yourself and take the time. Because what's going to happen, guys, is we're, you know, I'm 55 now and we're running through this life. And for me, the years are getting shorter. I don't know about you.
Oh, totally.
And it's because we're moving so fast. So if we light a candle, if we take the moment, I was listening to you earlier say you've been journaling since you were a young child, start to take those pages that, you know, outside of the journal, write on a blank page and just dump the mind. And then you'll create space. So now, what are you going to fill the mind with? What are you going to say about yourself? I am a great person. I'm doing the best I can with what I know. I'm trying every single day to be a better version of who I am. Again, you know, we've talked about this before, guys, you know, the gossip, the, you know, mm-hmm. talking bad about others, talking bad about ourselves, judgment, all these things. Don't beat mm-hmm. yourself up about it. Just find what it is that's no longer working and shift it.
I love that. Isabella, I have a question about lighting, lighting a candle, like you said, creating a little ceremony. So I see a healer here, and when I went into her office, she had this whole, you know, place, like you said, it was a beautiful table with a tablecloth and candles and, you know, all these, I guess you would know how to say it better than me, maybe ornaments or whatever it is. What does that represent, and why should we do that? I just would love to get a better understanding behind that whole candle lighting ceremony ritual thing.
It is, it's like the moment to take a moment for yourself. You know, it's like, by lighting the candle, by putting out a crystal, by meditating, by sitting in a sacred space for yourself. Your body is a temple, all right? So, mm-hmm. you know, it is that we're rushing, we're eating fast food, we're drinking Starbucks, onto the next appointment, onto the kids' piano lessons, onto the next thing. It's like, oh my gosh, we don't even have time to breathe. So by placing a little cloth out, by sitting in front of it, by putting down a stone, by lighting this candle and saying a prayer for yourself or to the God of your own understanding or to Mother Earth, I am conscious. I'm making a conscious effort to slow the pace down, to trust my intuition more, to tune in to my guides and my angels and the fairies. And I know there are a lot of people that are, oh, that's the woo-woo, oh, that's ridiculous.
Oh,
but
it's great.
You know what? You know what? We don't know. My mother was English, so she raised me to believe in fairies. But we don't know how a flower blooms. It's magic. We don't know when we cut our skin, how it grows back. That's magic. We don't know. You know what I'm saying? We don't know why the clock mm-hmm. is 11:11 all the time. Well, that's the awakening code. So if you're out there and you're listening to this show and you have a lot of people around you that don't believe holistically or don't believe in magic, just think of a flower. Think of a caterpillar. Mm-hmm. Think of the sprout that comes out of the snow. I mean, we have magic all around us, but we're rushing through life so quickly that we're missing it. And by lighting that candle and having that sacred space, it creates an ambiance. It creates an energy for you to slow down.
Ah, okay. I love that. Because, well, first of all, I'm a huge believer in angels and the universe and God and, you know, and all that is. And not from a religious standpoint, really from, you know, just from a spiritual standpoint. And I pray to my angels all the time. And I've even taught my kids, my sister, well, I teach my kids to talk to their angels all the time. And Lisa, we interviewed this amazing woman who wrote a book on angels on our show.
That was great.
That was amazing. I love that book. And I can't remember the name of it, but we'll mention it again. We'll bring it up again. But I do believe, you know, my sister taught my kids, you know, to talk to their fairies when we want parking spots. So I do believe that we need to ask our angels and our fairies and whatever. And it's so not woo-woo. You know, honestly, Isabella, I could talk about this all day long. It is one of my favorite topics to talk about. Unfortunately, we're out of time today, but of course we have you back all the time. So we're going to pick it up again next time and the show goes by way too fast. But Isabella, mention again your website and where people can find you at.
I'm at orangecountyhealingcenter.com. I'm in Fullerton, California. You can find me on Facebook, Shaman Isabella Stoloff, or ochealing.com. Have a blessed and beautiful day and start that new year off right.
We love it. We love you, Isabella, and you too. I'm Andrew Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Have a great day, everybody. And like Isabella said, start your year off right. Stay well.